Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Machado. Today, I am flying solo for our last episode of the year. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2023, and it is 10:26 p.m., and I'm packing to go to Napa and to celebrate the holidays with my wife and her family. And yeah, I got an early flight tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I got to get up. So just a few hours here, and I was like, man, I don't have my studio, my equipment, but I'm going to knock this one out because 2023 has been a year not to forget. And I was talking to my brother about this actually, I don't know, a few days ago, and I was like, man, what a year. Probably one of our better years in our business lives, and the best is still yet to come. But, you know, I started off the year and I set a couple goals, and one of my goals was, big goal, as you all know, is I love to read, and I set a goal of reading 52 books, and I finished that goal about, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, first week of December. And, you know, I started off the year really like kind of in this headspace of, I was reading books like Can't Hurt Me and, you know, Dave Goggins and Living with a Seal. And I read a book, Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, a friend of mine, and started doing that practice. And, you know, one of the parts of the practice, he has a thing in Miracle Morning called Savers, and the A stands for affirmation. So I'm a person, I've never done affirmations before in my life. And I just, I don't know, felt a little bit like hokey, I guess, to just say the things that you want or that you want to do or accomplish, or just kind of like, you know, reprogramming yourself with these thoughts and making the words, saying them to yourself day in and day out. Now, I'm going to say straight up that because of some of the affirmations that I wanted to create, I got derailed from my Miracle Morning routine pretty much a couple months ago. But I was fairly decent about it for at least half the year. And so I thought it would be interesting for me to actually read, you know, I want to end the year kind of by reading the affirmations to you, because I want to talk a little bit about how some of them came to life in unexpected ways. And I think that it kind of goes to this power of affirmation, which is, hey, we're talking ourselves into what we, how we're trying to show up in the world. And so I'm going to read these, even though I'm a C-minus student, but others, I feel like I was actually surprised by how some of them happened, and some of them I failed at, honestly. But they're important to me, and they'll continue to be affirmations that I will do as I get back on track for this. So, because one of my goals for 2024 is to, you know, really get back into the practice of a morning routine. So I'm going to read these, and I'm going to score myself on a scale from 1 to 10. So this is me being a little bit vulnerable and kind of like going deep, showing, telling you like how I did on the things that I'm affirming to myself. And probably the lower scores, you know, would be things that I should work on, you know, and I'm holding myself accountable publicly on this. So on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to score myself. And 10 is I killed it. I couldn't do any better. And one is I definitely need a lot of improvement. So my affirmations that I would read to myself are, first and foremost, was you are a loving, caring father, partner, husband, or friend. I give myself like a 7, you know, sometimes I'm a 10, sometimes I'm a 2. But I'd give myself a 2 there, you know, I give myself a 7.5 maybe. You know, I try my best, but you know, I'm human and you know, sometimes we aren't great. You're smart, likable, and trustworthy. I'd say it's a 9, you know, I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna get any 10s on this, maybe even a 10. I think I'm all those things. You deserve the success that you desire. I do. I'll give myself a 10 for that one. You are great at making money and have the ability to create unlimited value in the world. I give myself an 8. You know, I think I've moved the needle in some areas on that in my life. I am disciplined and have the willpower to eat the right fuel to have the health and wellness I desire. 6.5. Some parts of the year I was a 10. Some parts of the year I was a 1, maybe 2. There's some room for improvement there. So I'll give myself a 6.5. I am strong both mentally and physically and enjoy the process of increasing the strength through exercise and education daily. You know, I'm going to give myself an 8. I exercised a lot this year. I read a ton of books. I did it almost on a daily basis. You know, I wasn't, again, perfect, but it was a really good year for all those things. I am committed to exercising 30 minutes or more 6 days a week. I give myself a 5. It probably happened half the time. I committed to eating 2,000 calories or less with 150 grams of protein or more. I've been trying to like get cut. And so that's been part of it. I give myself a 5. The diet's definitely something I need to work on, especially it got derailed with the new business that I'm launching. But, you know, it wasn't so bad. I actually, you know, I say all that, and this is the year that I put on like 15 pounds of muscle and I lost 15 pounds of body fat. So like most people would say like, hey, like maybe I was just being harsh on myself. Like it wasn't perfect, but maybe that was more like a 6. My doctor would Dr. Hoparth, who I interviewed, would probably give me a 4, but just because he's harsh. But yeah, maybe it's a 6 or 6.5. I'm committed to doing my food journal daily. I give myself a 1. That happened maybe once in 365 days. I'm committed to being hyper-focused on being focused on advising CEOs, private equity, and podcasting. You know, I give myself a 9. I was super focused on those things this year. Maybe even a 10. That was strong. I really got focused this year. I would give myself some credit there. I'm committed to spending 15 minutes per day with each person I deeply love. And then I named my wife, Mariah, my son, Rumi, and my son, Pablo. It's been tough. I've been working like crazy. I haven't been sleeping that much. It probably is 6.5. I could have been better. It was hard though. I'm gonna really own it right now. It was really hard. I've been working like crazy, and it's hard sometimes turn it off for me. And so especially with them, I really want to spend more quality time. And so I'm gonna recommit to that this year. I'm gonna go above and beyond to make that my number one priority. I'm committed to waking up at or before 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Oh man, whether I like it or not, I'm gonna give myself an 8 on that. I'm a person that never woke up before 6:30 in the morning on a regular basis before this year. And I'm up consistently at 5:30 or before now. That is part of who I am. So I'm not going to give the number, but I'm committed to maintaining, and I gave a dollar figure, for advising businesses. And I definitely did. I would give myself a 9 on that. I hit that number. I'm going to keep it private on what the number was, but it was not a small number. And I was committed to it and I maintained it. And yeah, that's good considering how much effort I put into my new private equity business. I'm committed to growing a private equity business. And again, I'm going to keep this number private, but, to 9 figures in enterprise value in the next 36 months. And I give myself, you know, I'd say an 8. You know, we're well on the road to that. I'm finishing up a capital raise right now, and I'm definitely well on the road to definitely hitting that number, I would say. So again, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to pause right here. The number I picked was over $100 million. And you're going to say, oh, Darius, that's easy. Like, you ran big businesses. I'm going to tell you right now, I started the year saying I'm going to raise $20 million to go buy RIAs. And anyone that's following what we're doing at Rise will see that, you know, publicly we've announced that we're raising more than $200 million. multiple hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're, you know, we're aggressively going through our capital raise right now. So, I started the year, literally, I was talking to a friend of mine, Justin Donald, former guest on the show. And I said, I was sitting in his living room, super successful dude, runs the Lifestyle Investor, mastermind and podcast. And, you know, I really respect him. And I was just showing him the idea literally a year ago right now. And he said, you know, aren't you worried about raising capital in this environment? And for whatever reason, I wasn't, you know. And then I wrote this down, which is a scary thing to write down. You haven't done it before. And I did it to hold myself accountable to the idea, knowing that it was something that scared me, knowing that it was something that I'd never done, and knowing that it was something that would be unlikely to happen, but knew that I had to put it down or else it would never happen. And it looks like I'm definitely crushing that one. So this is, if we're going to talk about the power of affirmations, the simple fact that I wrote this thing on a piece of paper, committed to growing a private equity business to $100 million plus in enterprise value in the next 36 months. And when you've never done it before, just goes to show you the power of what we're talking about right now. The power of affirming what you want to create in the world, or what you're committed to trying to create in the world. Even if it does, even if like it's like by any stretch of the imagination, it seems like a really like lofty goal. So I'm living proof right now, and knock on wood, there's no wood around me, that I potentially will have crushed a goal on here simply by putting it out into the universe. So just throwing it out there. We'll see. I'm in the final stages of my capital raise. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. You're committed to buying at least one asset this year. I would give myself, I mean, it depends on what you say. I mean, I bought some stock, so technically I did, but I wanted to buy a physical asset, so I gave myself a one. It didn't happen. You're committed to growing your podcast to 1 million downloads per month by figuring out organic growth in the next 10 years. You know, I didn't make much progress on that. I did a pretty good job of maintaining the volume of people that listen and watch the show. So, you know, I give myself a four. You know, it's like I didn't make progress, but I also didn't lose progress. So four-ish, I guess. You're committed to getting into the best shape of your life this year. Now, I'm not in the best shape of my life, but I definitely am in the best shape that I've been in probably like 15 years right now. So I give it like a 6.5, 7. You know, I got some room to grow, but I got in pretty good. You know, I got a lot stronger. I healed my shoulder. Like, that's pretty solid. You know, you're committed to being a loving, positive, thoughtful, patient, and caring husband, CEO, and friend. Oh, man. This kind of goes back to the first one. Definitely have my moments where I'm a 1 or 2. Definitely have my moments where I'm a 10. Like, I don't know, 7, I guess. Patient, not so much. Definitely loving and caring. You're committed to building a community of deep friends / friendships in Austin. I give myself a 7.5. I think I've done a pretty good job of continuing that here. Anyone in Austin that wants to help me keep doing that, please reach out. You know, this one's interesting. You're committed to quieting the doubtful voice in your head whenever it shows up and to empathize with yourself. And so, you know, I give myself an 8. I'm gonna give myself an 8. This has been my best year of my life in committing to that and actually actively doing it. And you know, as my friend Rand Stegen says, with awareness comes choice and responsibility. And I was highly aware of that voice. And the choice I made every time I heard it was to empathize with myself, with that part of me that's, you know, scared and, you know, wants to be perfect. And, but to remind myself that, like, I'm capable, and to remind myself that, you know, that I'm worried about a lot of things that may or may not happen, and remind myself that I'm a capable person of handling those things when they happen. So, yeah, those are my affirmations. And I'm going to go back to this one, this one of, you know, growing a private equity business to, you know, over 100 million enterprise value. That, like, that was something that, like, you know, again, I haven't done it yet, but just by, you know, starting Rise Growth Partners and doing the capital raise that we're in the process of doing, like, that alone was something that, like, came out of nowhere for me. And, and really is kind of if you've ever heard this, the quote before, it takes 13 years to become an overnight success. It's one of those moments, like, you know, 10 years ago, 2010, if you saw the path I took over the last 13 years to actually get to the moment in 2013, where that could be possible, that I could, you know, partner with the people I've partnered with and do the capital raise I'm doing, you would see all the little incremental steps that have happened to create that opportunity. It wouldn't be obvious to you, but it definitely, it would make sense if you knew all the little components of how it came to be. At the same time, knowing that I've never raised money before, knowing that I'm new to a space, like, those just things, this shouldn't have happened the way it did. And so it just goes to show you that you can get some, you can surprise yourself sometimes. And this is where I do think that having that belief and affirming the things that you want to have happen in your life or the way you want to show up in the world, I think by putting that energy out there, I think the world listens, you know, the universe will listen to you. You know, I forget that Paulo Coelho quote from The Alchemist, but it's around putting, you know, these intentions out in the world, and that the world will conspire to make your dreams come true. And so it's felt like a year for me where the world has conspired to help me make my dreams come true. And I'm eternally grateful for that. I'm eternally grateful for, if it doesn't happen too, just the getting to play, getting to really play in this game of life and to try to make things happen has been an immense joy this year. So I'm eternally grateful for that. So with that said, you know, 2023, wow, what a year. I hope yours was as exhilarating as mine was. And if it wasn't, just know that if I showed you the years before that where I didn't feel the way I feel right now, you would see that those needed to happen to create who I am right now for today to happen. And I hope you see the same for yourself. So with that, I wish you and your family an amazing holiday season, an amazing new year, And I'm going to peace out, sign out for 2023. And we're going to make it an amazing year in 2024. We have just such a laundry list of awesome people that are signed up to be on the show. We got Guy Kawasaki coming on the first week of January, and so many, many other people that I'm excited for. I feel like the show has finally hit an amazing trajectory where we're getting just people that have said no in the past, honestly, are now saying yes to being on the show. So just excited to get to compound and build this show to what it is. And really, again, grateful to have you listen and be a part of the journey. So until next time, peace out. Love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on, so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the Podcast Princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.